Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Conti's Law. I'm your host, Attorney Michelle Conti. At Conti Law, we're your legal concierge. Give us a call, 724-784-0239. I'm going to start today's show off. The most recent question I was asked, and I think it's a really good one, was what is the difference between estate planning and elder law? What's the difference between an estate planning attorney and an elder law attorney? Well, I can start by saying I'm both, but it's really just two different areas, two functions. And it's a common misunderstanding. People think that elder law is only for the elderly and that only wealthy people in the later phases of their lives should talk to an estate planning attorney. And I disagree with both of those statements. We all have an estate, regardless if we're wealthy, if we're young, we're old. It just depends on what it is. So an estate plan can be anything from our house to our car, our bank account, our debt, the knickknacks in our house, our pets. That all factors into our estate. But elder law is an area of the law that touches anyone who, and this sounds crazy, who plans on getting old. But before reaching that age, and it's an age of whatever you consider older. I have people who come to me who are in their 40s. I have others who are in their 90s. Because they want to make sure that they plan. What happens if you can't make a decision for yourself anymore? What happens? Who makes those decisions for me? What benefits would I qualify for? If I can't make a decision for myself, how do I deal with any financial obligations? What do I do with my stuff? Where will I live and how will I pay for it when I'm older? These are very common questions that I'm asked. And I'll be honest, I start every meeting the same. I asked the client, what are your goals? What do you wonder about? What do you want to make sure happens down the road? And down the road could be next week or it could be in 50 years, 30 years, 20 years. It could be if, God forbid, something happens and you have minor children at home. I don't consider myself elderly. I have little kids. But I sure know that if it's my end is near and if it's my time to go, everything will be taken care of. And it's nice because I like to control things. So I put a plan in place where I control things from the grave, essentially. But these questions are very common questions. And if you find yourself asking similar questions, what happens when I'm older? What happens if I'm incapacitated? Then you should engage with us. And we'll go through what your options are. But it's important, in my opinion anyway, to be proactive. You have to make a decision. And I heard somebody say it. And it was Melissa in my office. And she said to me, have you ever told people that by not putting a plan in place, by not being proactive, by not making a decision, they are making a choice. They're making that choice to allow their loved ones to deal with their mess when they're gone. It's the truth, right? If we don't put a plan in place, we're allowing our mess to be cleaned up by our loved ones once we're gone. And what happens if your loved ones don't agree? They don't get along? You know, I say it all the time, but I really mean it. I see the worst in people when death and money are involved. And it's sad. It's a shame, really. And I'm asked the question, why didn't my dad do this? Why didn't my mom do this? Why didn't they know this is what would happen? This is what I'd be faced with. That's a hard answer to question to answer. Maybe they didn't want to think about it. Procrastination is the biggest enemy of proper estate planning. I've learned that years and years ago from my first job ever of working in an estate planning firm. And we would say it all the time. Procrastination is the number one enemy of proper estate planning. Because let's be honest, most people don't want to think about what happens when I die. Most people don't want to talk about dying. I actually had a man, and it was so absurd that it's laughable, who said to me, his wife forced him into a meeting, I'm assuming because I could tell he didn't want to be there. This was years ago. And he looked me straight in the face and said, I'm not going to die. I pause because I'm not a mind reader. I don't have a telephone I can pick up and call God and say, hey, when's John Smith going to die? But I know we're all going to die. So why not make it easy on those we leave behind and allow them to celebrate our lives rather than deal with cleaning up the legality, the mess that you left behind? I don't mean to preach. I just see it every single day. I see it all the time. I see siblings bickering. Mom was the glue that held the family together. Mom's gone. Siblings never speak again. Christmas is never the same. They don't speak on Thanksgiving because they're not thankful for one another. And I tell this story all the time, but I had a meeting with a woman and we were talking about the circumstances and the situation and her loved ones who's left behind. And she said she had a sister. And I asked if she and her sister were close. And she said, no, I haven't talked to her since my mom died 30 years ago. And it's sad, and it's none of my business, quite frankly, but I asked, why haven't you spoken? What happened? And she said, to be honest with you, I don't remember. Mom died. It had something to do with her estate, and mom didn't have a big estate, but it had something to do with her estate. We never spoke again. And why she came to my office is because her sister was dying, and she was given the opportunity by the nursing home to act as her sister's guardian. And we sat down and discussed what that meant. What does it mean to be a guardian? What are your responsibilities? What are your duties? Do you have to do it? And so when we were talking about her sister and she said, I have not spoken to her in 30 years. My sister's a widow. She doesn't have children. At this time, you would think this is when the family comes together. And instead, it was forced further apart because she said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But I don't want to go back after 30 years. And so she didn't. So don't allow your family to be fractured like this. And the sad thing is, the truly sad thing, she doesn't recall why they haven't spoken in 30 plus years. I don't judge, I just listen, and it's sad. So when Melissa said that to me in our meeting, do you ever remind people they're making a choice by doing nothing? It really hits home because I wish I could tell people that. I wish I could have a billboard out saying, make the choice. You love your family. And granted, we all have problems. If somebody says that there's not something, some dysfunctional piece of their family, then they're not telling the truth. I love my family. We're crazy. I'll never forget the first time. This has nothing to do with estate planning or elder law. But I remember my brother Scott, he's 5 years older than me, and he is married to a wonderful lady by the name of Sarah. They don't live here. They live in Germany. But the first time she was introduced to our family was Christmas, and it was probably, oh Lord, I don't know. I'm going to say 12 years ago, but that's probably not true. I know they've been married more than 10, so probably 15 years ago, let's say. And we're a very feisty bunch. My grandmother was 100% Italian. My grandfather was 100% Irish. We're loud. Even my kids are loud when they talk. And people think we're yelling, and we're not. We're just talking loud. And I have to be reminded from time to time, stop shouting into the microphone. So I apologize. But that's our nature. And so I remember, my parents don't live here anymore either. They live in Florida. But when they did live here, they were out in the South Hills. And Sarah lived in Philly at the time. And she came in to visit. And she's an only child. She's very quiet. And so I hadn't seen my brother in a while. And of course, I was shouting. I was very excited to see him. And my mom and I, my grandma, were talking. And I'm sure we're gestating our hands. And the next thing I know is that Sarah up and leaves. She walks up the steps. And so I said to my brother, oh, where's she going? She's taking a nap. What's she doing? She freshening up. And he said, after he went up to check on her, she misread the situation and thought we were all shouting at one another and fighting and arguing. And I laughed so hard because she's not from a boisterous, loud family. She's not used to raised voices. And that's how we talked. On Sundays at my grandma's house, she, like I said, Italian, she would make homemade sauce and we'd have spaghetti or some variation, some form of pasta dinner. She had five kids and those five kids all were married and they all had children. And we came together every Sunday at my grandmother's house. And so when you're competing to be heard over 30 people, 40 people, you shout. Now, that's me making an excuse. I'm loud in general. I don't need the 30 people to compete with, but it just makes me laugh. And those are memories I look back on fondly. And I'm not saying we don't have our qualms, our quarrels with one another, but they're laughable at the end of the day. They don't matter. It's when the glue falls apart and that family is fractured. And those siblings never talk again. That's what's disheartening. It doesn't have to be that way. If mom has a diamond ring and wants it to go to one kid in particular, she needs to state that. Let that surviving child be mad at mom, not at her siblings. Why have them fight over your stuff? That's what I see it. It's not the money. Although sometimes it could be, but it's usually not my wealthy clients either. It's usually when there's pittance involved and it's the sentimental items, the jewelry, the tools, the vase, the keepsakes. These are the things that are ripping families apart. So my bit of advice is don't allow this to be your family down the road. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Conti's Law. I'm your host, Attorney Michelle Conti. Today, we're discussing the difference between estate plan and elder law and what that means. Now, if any of this rings true to you or you have questions or concerns, give us a call. We offer in-office, in-home, in-hospital, and facility free consultations, and it can be reached at 724-784-0239. We're located in Moon Township, but like I said, we'll come to you if you prefer. You can also check out our website, which is www.contilawpgh.com. I'll spell that for you. contilawpgh.com. So what we're talking about today is the difference between estate planning and elder law and what that means. And I would say the biggest misconception is that people think you have to be wealthy to have an estate plan. That's not true. Whatever you have, whatever you've accumulated during your lifetime, then that's your estate. keep that in mind. Doesn't matter if you're wealthy. Do you have a car? Do you have a home? Do you have a bank account? Life insurance? Stuff in your house? Personal property? If you don't have an inventory, which most of us don't, inventory your stuff. Make it easier. As an estate planning attorney, my job is to help you think ahead, prepare, make your arrangements while you're still alive so you can decide who gets your stuff after you die. By putting an estate plan in place, some of the benefits are we avoid any confusion, disruption with the family. You put your wishes in writing. We can minimize tax consequences. We can minimize, if not eliminate, probate costs. If you don't work with an estate planning attorney ahead of time, what happens upon your death is Pennsylvania rules will default as to who gets your stuff. It's called the intestacy law of Pennsylvania. So if you die without a plan, then the default probate law in Pennsylvania governs how your estate is distributed, which means that your spouse, your kids, or any other relatives may not be provided for in the way that you would have wanted. I had a meeting the other day with a very prominent citizen in Pittsburgh, he and his wife, and it's a second marriage for both of them, and they both have children from a previous marriage. And his idea of if he dies first, how his estate's distributed, completely disagrees with what her idea is. Her idea is that upon his death, she gets everything, and upon her death, she'll divide it how she wants. Well, he says, no way. I want to make sure my children from a previous marriage are taken care of as well upon my death. And so during our meeting, that's really what we discussed. What are your wishes? What do you want to see happen? And he said, quite frankly, this is what I want to happen. And she disagreed. So we have to come together. She can either hire her own attorney and put a plan in place for herself, and I can put his plan in place, or they can agree and we can work out the details. What else does an estate planning attorney do? Well, we'll discuss with you the difference between a will and a trust. Do you have beneficiary designations on all of your accounts? Do you have powers of attorney for finance and healthcare in place? Do you plan on making any gifts during your lifetime? And if so, to who? Are we taking advantage of your charitable giving? Do you have life insurance? Are any of your assets insured? So these are the things we would talk about. We would also talk about what happens when you die. What's the role of your executor? What steps do they take? Who gets paid? What about tax consequences? What do the court fees or other expenses look like? Now, if you've listened to me, and I've been on this show for years, you know my number one recommendation is that everybody should have powers of attorney in place. Everybody over the age of 18. And I don't care what your wealth status is. If you don't have a power of attorney in place, allowing somebody to make a decision for you if you become incapacitated, then at the end of the day, bottom line, we have to petition the court for guardianship. And the court will then dictate who makes decisions for you if you can't make them for yourself. What happens if you have a loved one you want to leave something to who has special needs, who collects governmental benefits? Now, most of the time, people think that they have to disinherit that person, and that's absolutely not the case. We can make sure they're provided for and use a third-party special needs trust. What if you have minors, minor children? After I had my kids, the first thing I did was make sure my documents had a guardianship clause stating that if something happens to me and my husband, I'm appointing somebody to act as guardian and somebody, completely different person, to act as trustee so that their inheritance can be managed. But bottom line is, I want to make sure that your wishes are seen to. What if you own a business? What happens to your business when you die? How's that ownership going to be transferred? Will it be sold? Will your spouse get it? Will your kids get it? Will somebody have to buy the other out? These are things we'll discuss. And these are the things as an estate planning attorney we discuss. Now, what about an elder law attorney? Well, elder law, in my opinion, is a very broad definition. And it encompasses a lot of stuff. And estate planning is quite essentially a part of elder law. In my opinion, they go hand in hand. But elder law goes just a little bit further. What happens with those life concerns throughout your entire life? Let's be honest. We're living longer. We're healthier. My parents live in Florida in the Villages. And those people are more active than my friends and people my age. They're living longer. They're healthier. This is when you think ahead. You're proactive and you put a plan in place. You put your financial budget in place, don't you? You want to travel. You want to make sure you have enough funds available to pay for your care. Are you a veteran? Do you qualify? Will you qualify for veteran benefits down the road? What about your house? Are you downsizing? Are you renting? Do you own multiple properties in multiple states? These are the twists and turns we have to consider and we have to discuss. This is our job to counsel you on this. Of course, we're going to talk about your estate plan. We'll also go into guardianship and what that means. Then we have Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, your retirement benefits, VA benefits. Do you have long-term care insurance? What about long-term care costs? Can you afford a nursing home at the highest level costing $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month? What about your retirement income? What does that look like? Of course, we'll discuss your health care, your medical powers of attorney, who's going to make those decisions if you can't make them for you, what you want those decisions to look like. And ultimately, end-of-life decisions. And again, most people aren't comfortable having this conversation. But I reassure my clients, let's have the conversation once and hopefully not have to revisit it for a while. Let's get the hard stuff handled. Let's talk about those solutions while you're still able to. Allow us to help you navigate this world, the financial, the medical, benefit eligibility. What is your contingency plan? These are things, again, most people don't want to discuss, but this is our job. We want to help you to allow you to live independently as long as you can. But in the event that you can't, we don't want you to get overwhelmed. We don't want all of these decisions to fall on the shoulders of your loved ones. Allow us to help you make these decisions. Let's make it easy and talk about it. We'll partner with you. We'll help you at least think about some of the things you may never have thought about in the past. Our job is to protect you as our clients, protect your estates, and overall make sure your wishes are seen to and carried out. That's all we're here to do. Listen, communicate, figure out what the best plan is in your individual circumstances. There is no answer that helps everybody because our lives are so vastly different. Our circumstances are so vastly different. you're special. It's a specialized decision. It's a specialized process for you. Everybody's different. I had somebody ask me, is everything boilerplate? No, because is your life and your circumstances the same as your neighbor's? Absolutely not. These are things we want you to consider and think about this new year, throughout the entire year. I'll give you our contact information one more time before the end of the show. It's 724-784-0239. Check us out at contilawpgh.com. Until next week, have a great weekend, everybody, and God bless.